Hello, everyone, and welcome to Focus with Singing Lisa. You know, everyone has a story that demonstrates faith over circumstances that uncover success. That's Focus. And what we're here to do is learn about great people with great stories, just like you and me, who will help us to realize our best selves are already within. And we just need to figure out how to get that out and get it going. So listen and enjoy. Joining me is a very special lady. She is Dr. Rhonda M. Lawson, and she is the founder and owner of Meet the World Image Solutions, LLC. Glad to see you again. How have you been?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me again.
Absolutely. Always good to have you here. And as usual, you have a special weekend. So tell us about February 28th.
We're talking about the Black History Month Literary Weekend. This is going to be the fourth year. I cannot believe it's been 4 years already. It's crazy, but yeah. It's gone from being just a couple of events. We had a school visit and a literary jazz brunch. It wasn't even a jazz brunch. Mm-hmm. It was just a brunch.
Yeah.
Then we decided to just take it to a whole different level. Mm-hmm. So this year, instead of doing a school visit, because, you know, it's Mardi Gras season. Kids are not in school for Mardi Gras. Yeah. What we're going to do is a big book signing over at Barnes & Noble over in Harvey, Louisiana, which is right across the river.
Yeah.
Not too far.
Not too far.
You know, people hear across the river and they just get scared.
What? I don't drive across the water.
No, I don't go across that river. I don't drive across the river bridge.
Right.
But go ahead and across the river. Go to Barnes & Noble. Mm-hmm. We're going to have almost all of the authors there. Okay. We're going to have LaTracy Drukes. She is the CEO of Black Authors Rock. She's coming out of Gulfport, Mississippi.
Okay.
Diana Riley. Mm-hmm. She's Chef Diana Riley, the mama chef.
It. Yes.
And this is actually going to be her fourth straight year participating in this event. And I'm just so honored that she comes back every year. And so I'm looking forward to seeing her again. Now, Vanessa J. Ross and Keish Nicole and Raymond Manson are all New Orleans authors.
Okay.
Come from right here in the city. You know, we have to support our own.
Absolutely.
We have Austin R. Williams. He's coming in from the Baton Rouge area. Mm-hmm. Teresa Sherelle and Rosalind Woodfox are also New Orleans authors.
Wonderful ladies.
Yes, absolutely. So we have a nice mix of local authors and some authors who are from out of the area. Mm-hmm. But what's going to be really special is when we get to the Writers' Workshop, which is also happening that day, which is actually happening before the Barnes & Noble event.
Okay.
That is a free workshop going to take place at the Algiers Regional Library. So go across the river and stay across the river that day.
make it a day.
Exactly.
A literary day. How about that?
A literary day.
Yeah. So what I love about all of this is that you are really bringing some wonderful minds together, and everybody shares this passion for writing and for expressing what they feel and sharing stories. That everybody has a story. I've been told that everybody could write a book because we all have our own story. And that's so important to get it out there.
And I know for some people, it's very scary to write a book because maybe you don't think that your grammar is all up on par. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't think that you know all the punctuation. Mm-hmm. But that's what editors are for. We want you to get your story out there. And that's the reason why I'm really excited about the Writers' Workshop this year, because 20-time best-selling author and New Orleans native Brian W. Smith is coming back home and teaching a free Writers' Workshop. These are the workshops that he charges money for.
Wow.
And he's coming to do a free Writers' Workshop over at the Algiers Regional Library.
Yeah.
And he's going to help people to get past that fear of writing a book, and then give them some tips that's actually going to improve their writing.
Love it. Well, that's going to be exciting, especially for those of you who are budding, you know, ready to start writing your first book. It doesn't have to be a large novel.
Exactly.
It really can just be just something that tells your story.
Some people like the shorter books now.
Absolutely.
Nobody wants to. Well, I'm not going to say nobody, because I like a good long book.
Right.
But there are some people who just want to read a short book and get it out the way.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with a good book that's only like maybe 100, 150 pages.
Absolutely.
As long as it's a complete story.
Absolutely. And it's compelling, and it tells what you are trying to say, and somebody can identify with that. So, of course, everyone, we're excited. Dr. Rhonda Lawson, she's in the house, and we're talking about the Writers' Workshop. It's going to take place February 28th at 11 a.m. Now, this is free at the Algiers Regional Library, 3014 Holiday Drive. Then, Rhonda, you don't just give us February 28th. You make it a weekend, because now here comes Saturday, the 29th at 10:30 a.m., we can meet on over at the historic Dookie Chase.
Yes, let's the historic Dookie Chase.
All right, that's and we know where that is, on Orleans Avenue. Yes. So it's going to be another day of great literary involvement, and you're having a jazz brunch.
Yes, I'm like really that. Excited about Dookie Chase, because Dookie Chase has always been very special to me. I went to Phyllis Wheatley Elementary School, which is like maybe a block or two away from Dookie Chase, and I remember when we would go marching the parades. And my grandfather said, okay, just walk to Dookie Chase. Because he was sitting at Dookie Chase hanging out with Dookie. Waiting on us to finish our parade.
You can find me with Dookie, right?
Right.
I mean, just such great history. And we definitely appreciate that. We are just in love with the fact that we knew Leah Chase and that we can call her our own and really still celebrate her and all that she contributed to our history. And Dookie for what, you know, we enjoy today.
Right. And you know, she actually passed right after I had booked Dookie Chase for this event.
Wow.
So when I called back, I was like, okay, are we still doing the event? Yes, the event's still on.
Yes, I love it.
To make sure, but I was like, I'm so sorry to hear. Yeah. Because I was really hoping that she could be there and then talk a bit about her history
and
with the restaurant.
That's right.
But that's okay, though, because it's still going to hold it down for
us. And the story is still told, which is why we're telling you, write that book. You have this literary jazz brunch, and then you're giving us a play called Twilight.
Yes.
Okay. No. Spill the tea. Am I saying it right?
Yes, you said it right, girl. Spill the tea.
I'm in there. I'm with it.
All right. Twilight is very special to me.
Okay.
When I was in the Army, for those who don't know me, I was in the Army for 23 years. Mm-hmm. And one of my duties when I was in the Army was being a sexual assault victims advocate. And when we went through our training, one of the things they told us is do not take this case and make it your own. You know, do not project your feelings onto your survivor. I don't like to call them victims. I call them survivors.
Yes.
And, you know, I took that to heart. And I always thought about whatever happens with an advocate who actually does project her feelings onto the case.
Yes.
And so that's what Twilight is all about. It's about a teenage girl who's raped by her much older boyfriend. And she's trying to navigate life after this horrific event that happened to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets help from her doctor, who she's been known for years, and her victim's advocate. And her victim's advocate starts to take that case a little bit too personally because she sees so much of herself in that young girl. It's a very, very powerful story, and we want the young people to be out to see it. And so we've actually made the ticket prices low enough because we want teenagers in the place. Teenagers really need to hear this story.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we've got to save our girls. And there may be girls who are going out with a guy like Peanut, who is the perpetrator in the play. There may be a girl who's going out with a Peanut and may not realize what she's actually putting herself through or the type of mental abuse or verbal abuse that he might be heaping on her. Because sometimes when you're in a situation, you don't see it. And then when you get out of the situation and start looking back, you're like, I can't believe
that.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we really want this to hit home with some people. And if you find yourself in a situation like this, maybe you'll recognize some of these symptoms.
Yeah.
Some of these signs when you're watching the play.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love it. It's wonderful. And of course, you're going right over to my alma mater, McDonough 35 Senior High School. 4000 Cadillac Street is the location. But, you know, Rhonda, as we talk about the situations with young girls and young people, so much is happening today with trafficking.
Yes.
And I know that it's on everybody's Facebook page and Instagram pages. And we're looking for people. We're looking for these young girls that are disappearing, seemingly right before our eyes.
Right,
and so this
right.
is such a very, very important time for everybody to become more aware and knowledgeable about how to keep everybody safe.
Right. I mean, we used to have a slogan. If we go to the party together, we leave the party together.
Yeah.
And a situation happened to my daughter when she first started going to college, where she went to a party with a group of girls.
Mm-hmm.
And a group of girls left her at the party by herself.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. Wow. And to this day, she doesn't have two words to say to those girls anymore.
Yeah.
She said, that could have happened to me. And then I don't know if you remember, but just a few months ago, a young lady at that very school was not only was she kidnapped, but she was killed.
Yeah.
And she was killed by her roommate.
Wow.
And her and the roommate's boyfriend.
Goodness.
And this happened while I was actually on campus with my daughter. So I'm like, oh, my goodness. Well, and my daughter was like, you know, that could have been me.
Absolutely.
And had those girls left me at the party and I wasn't able to get home safe, I could have been, that situation could have been me.
Very easily, very
and
easily.
And so we've got to really protect our girls. And yeah. It's not just about even protecting from the boys, mm-hmm. but protecting our girls from other girls. We can't have this type of behavior where we're putting girls in a situation yes. to where something like this could happen
yeah.
to them. Another component that we added to mm-hmm. the Black History Month Literary Weekend is our 8th and 9th grade essay contest.
All right.
We want to include all teenagers.
Yes.
And so a lot of times we focus on the graduating seniors, mm-hmm. but when we catch our kids when they're young mm. and help them to pursue that love of literacy, then they're going to keep it. I mean, I started reading when I was in elementary school going to Phyllis Wheatley,
yeah,
and it
absolutely.
Stuck with me. And it actually helped me through school. So sometimes even when I wasn't really good at the subject, mm-hmm. I was such a good writer. I was able to write and still get A's on the paper.
Yes.
And so we're doing this 8th and 9th grade essay contest. Mm-hmm. We want to get as many 13, 14-year-olds, 8th and 9th graders involved in this, and they get so much.
Okay.
I mean, just for writing a 500-word essay, they are going to win, first of all, a ticket to the brunch, mm-hmm. where they're going to be able to read their essay at the brunch.
Fantastic.
They're going to be published in Swagger Magazine, who's been a longtime partner with us.
Okay.
They are going to receive scholarship material from Higher Minds of Education, who's another longtime partner with us. And both Swagger Magazine and Higher Minds of Education is coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
All right.
And then they are also going to get $100 cold, hard cash.
Okay, now. That
you
means
know,
something.
That's a lot of money to a 13-year-old these days.
Yes. We hope so.
Oh, well, yeah, I hope so. I mean, it's a lot of money to me now, and I'm older than 13.
Can I be 13? We understand.
Yes. Now, the deadline for the essay contest is Sunday. So if you know a 13-year-old, 14-year-old student, get them involved in this. You can go to our website at www.mtwimagesolutions.com. And you can download the application from the website.
Okay. Give it to them once again.
www.mtw, as in meet the world. Image, IMAGE, solutions, solutions.com. And just go to the events tab.
Very good. And then, of course, we'll have this on the WYLD-FM website as well. So you can look that up and get all the details there. But I am so excited when you come by because I just love a power-packed weekend where it's not a waste of time.
Absolutely.
It is going to be packed with so much goodness. And so once again, we've got a writer's workshop February 28th at 11 a.m. It's free, so you can get your write on. Did I say that right?
I like that, yes.
Okay. You got that? And of course, you can go to Barnes & Noble February 28th, later that day at 4 p.m. and enjoy meeting many more great authors and just asking questions and just gleaning from them. Of course, the Literary Jazz Brunch Saturday, February 29th at the historic Dookie Chase at 10:30 a.m. And now, did we talk about the musicians?
No, that's what I was about to say. We got to tell people what's going on
at
this brunch.
Yes.
This is not just some brunch where you're just going to go and hear some recorded music and eat some food. First of all, Straight Notes. If you've not heard of them, you will know about them.
Wow.
Because they are awesome. Three-piece band singing. They sing a little jazz, little soul, a little funk. They are awesome. So you're going to be well entertained. Our guest speaker is going to be Minister Bobby Matthews from Franklin Avenue Baptist Church. A very, very powerful speaker and a young speaker, too.
Yes. Yeah. Beautiful.
I don't know how old he is, but he's younger than me, so he's young.
Okay.
And we're going to have another author there named Sheila Goss, who's another great author, another best-selling author who's coming out of northern Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to be hosted by Mr. Oliver Thomas.
All right. Okay.
Yes. I mean, everybody knows Oliver O.T. Thomas
in
this
city.
That's
right. O.T. Yes. Well, that is power-packed and a wonderful experience again. And, of course, you have room for everybody. VIP and kid options available as well.
Yep. Get your tickets on Eventbrite. All of the events, even the writer's workshop. It's a free workshop, but we still want you to register.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to Eventbrite. Look for Black History Month, Literary Weekend, Writer's Workshop. Black History Month Literary Jazz Brunch, or look for Twilight the Stage Play. And you can find them all on Eventbrite, and you can get your tickets right then and there.
Let everybody know how they can connect with you through social media so they can follow you and stay connected with you.
Okay, well, you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram, YouTube, and you can also find me on Twitter. I'm like everywhere. Just look for Meet the World Image Solutions, mm-hmm. and they will come up. And YouTube, you can find some of our old shows when we're actually interviewing some of the authors who are going to be a part of this weekend. Mm-hmm. And you can find those interviews on our YouTube channel, Meet the World Image Solutions.
Thank you for your passion.
Thank you so much, Lisa. I appreciate everything you're doing.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to Focus with Singin' Lisa, the podcast, which is available on Spotify, Anchor.fm, and Twitter. You can also find the links on my Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter accounts. I'd love it if you'd share it with your friends. It would truly be a blessing. Until next time, remember to use your faith over circumstances to uncover success. Stay focused and be encouraged. I'm Singin' Lisa.